This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop, living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. The first all-out New Year's Eve celebration is being planned for downtown Cairo. New York Times Square has its historic countdown with a ball. And Port Clinton, Ohio welcomes in the next year by lowering a giant walleye fish as a countdown. In Tuscola, Ransford, Wasik developers are planning to bring in 2026 by lowering a giant sugar beet to mark the countdown to 2026. Mark Ransford explained his plans for the celebration to Tuscola County Commissioners during their Monday meeting. According to Ransford, he plans to use People's Bank building he owns and rents to the county as a hosting point for the celebration with food and drinks. Commissioner Tom Bardwell expressed concerns about what could happen by using the 1969 event that was billed as a music and art festival that became Woodstock with more than 460,000 attendees over several days. The event could get overwhelmed, and there's the liability, noted Bardwell, suggesting the event could be reviewed by the county's legal counsel. Ransford countered that waiting for the county's legal review could jeopardize some of the events planned for the celebration. The plan for the celebrations to include music and to be about a four-block area where Ransford Wasik developers renovated most of the buildings in the area and renovated them as well as rent them. The event has insurance coverage of more than $1 million. Security has been acquired, and the city of Cairo and its police department have approved the plan, according to Ransford. Downtown Bay City will celebrate its 10th annual tree lighting at Winona Park this Friday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Residents and visitors are invited to see what organizers are calling the biggest tree yet, a tradition made possible by the ongoing efforts of Dave and Sally Clements, who've supplied the Winona Park tree for a decade. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. in the Dry Dock Beer Gardens Jingle Mingle, followed by Santa's arrival for the tree lighting ceremony. The event's expected to draw crowds to downtown Bay City to usher in the holiday season and welcome Santa in style. Michigan officials report that 51,000 children have enrolled in the state's free pre-K for all program for the 25-26 school year, marking a record high in 21% increase over the previous year. The initiative removes income restrictions, making high-quality preschool available to all four-year-olds in Michigan at no cost, saving families an estimated $14,000 per year on child care expenses. Enrollment is still open with both part-time and full-time options available, and programs operate through schools, nonprofits, and child care centers statewide. State officials credit expanded outreach, bipartisan support, and new funding for the rise in participation, highlighting research that links quality preschool to stronger kindergarten readiness and long-term academic success. Families are encouraged to apply while spots remain available. And we'll be back right after this.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles. You can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's four-wheel drive. It has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back with one obituary today. Linda Lula Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away Saturday, November 22nd at Courtney Manor while under hospice care, and her best friend Diana lovingly by her side. Linda was born December 2nd, 1953. She is survived by her mother, Anna Marie Crone, siblings Richard, Sally, and Robin, her sister-in-law Lori Crone, special friends Diana Schaefer, now Baker, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. The family wishes to extend heartfelt thanks to all friends and loved ones for their prayers, support, and kindness. A special thank you to the staff of Courtney Manor for their compassion and care. Funeral service will be held Monday, December 1st at Ransford Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials can be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And we're back with more news. Federal and local investigators are continuing to examine the circumstances surrounding the death of 18-year-old cruise passenger Anna Kepner, whose case has been ruled homicide after she was found concealed under a bed aboard a Carnival ship, prompting renewed scrutiny of security and evidence handling procedures on large passenger vessels. Taiwan's government plans to introduce an additional defense budget of about $40 billion, describing the supplemental spending as a signal of its determination to defend itself amid what officials call persistent military pressure and incursions from mainland China around the island. And that's been a look at your news this hour from Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe Shop, living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
Black Friday deals are going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. That's right, Black Friday deals are going on at Ashley and Bad Axe. For a limited time, you can save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store. Now's your chance to save big on hot buy recliners, hot buy sofas, hot buy sectionals, power recliners, and many more throughout the store. Plus, save up to 30% off store-wide during the Ashley Black Friday sale. Are you short on seating for the holidays? You need to hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe. Select recliners or buy one, get one free. That's right, free. Don't wait to update your space when now's the time to save big. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 50% off on accessories too. In the Sleep Gallery, save up to $900 when you purchase a Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base set. Add the finishing touches to any room with up to 50% off accessories during the Ashley Black Friday sale as well. Give the gift of comfort and style to your friends and family members this holiday season with the Ashley Christmas gift certificates available too. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
So who's got the stock?
Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.